Good morning. The time is 9:06. Currently overcast skies and 27 degrees in downtown Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up a little bit later on in the hour at 9:35, we'll be joined by members of the Dallas String Quartet. They will be coming to Wausau on Thursday, playing a special Valentine's Day themed show at the Grand Theater. So we'll talk about that show and talk about the very talented musicians of the Dallas String Quartet coming up at 9:35 this morning. But before we go any further, it's every other Tuesday, and it's always great to welcome back into studio from the Marathon County Public Library, Chad Daly. Chad,
good morning.
You are bundled
snuck
up.
Snuck in here. Yeah, you're under deadline.
You're used yeah. to it being so warm now.
Yes.
We're still above normal. If it gets cold again, we're all going to be real bundled up, but glad to see you again.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. And one of the things I want to start with, and I know that you got plenty to talk about, but I just saw, I think it was posted like yesterday, you're looking for somebody to help you out at the library. That's a job.
Yes.
You know, it says a library page, and that's my first thought is it would be so cool to work at the library. I think you probably think
it's fun.
Because you put your life into it. But but to be around a lot of interesting folks who come and visit the library, all the information, you get to see all the books and all the other information that comes
To be around books
What is this position that's
so open? A page is basically the person who shelves books and pulls books that get sent out to other places. So anybody, any MCPL card holder, we're part of a larger system with more than 20 libraries, so we send stuff back and forth to other libraries, not only outside of the MCPL system, but back and forth between the branches and the main location. So the pages, when somebody requests something, we print out a list and we pull it from the shelf and it gets sent out, and then the person is happy on the receiving end. But yeah, that's so you're basically just shelving and pulling books, and you're around books all day, which is a pretty nice job. And that was one that I actually had originally applied for at the library. I was in between jobs and thought being a page would be pretty fun, and talked with the former director, and he thought maybe my skills would translate to something else, and so I got started in reference, but I was initially drawn to the library for a page position.
Very cool. So again, according to the posting, you got a little more than a week, February to the 21st, the end of the day at 11:59 p.m. So if there's something you're interested in, I'm sure you can get more information either through the website or by stopping by the library.
Through the county's website, too, because we're a county department. So all county job openings, including with MCPL, are at the county job opening page.
How many people work at the library, by the way?
Roughly it's a little over 50. I want to say maybe 53, 55, somewhere in there.
Never would have guessed, to be honest with you. I mean, it's like, it's hard to, because you don't see them all the time. So it's like, how many would ultimately be there? That's interesting to know.
Yeah. So Wausau is obviously the biggest location, and that's where most of us work, but each of the branches has two or three people who work there too. And so when you have 9 locations all together, it adds up. Yeah, definitely. It takes a lot of work to do what we do, you know? So it takes people to do that sort of thing.
I hear there's been a dinosaur sighting at the library.
Yes, there is a permanent dinosaur. This dinosaur will not go extinct. Yeah, we have a full-scale replica of a Triceratops now making its home here at the Wausau location on our first floor in the rotunda area, kind of back by the DVDs and in the teen area. Yeah, this was something that formerly belonged to a group called Colossal Fossils here in Wausau, and they're not at it anymore, so they asked if we could provide a home to this Triceratops, and we did. So, yeah, it's permanently on display. It's really fun. It's nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, we're already thinking about how we're going to dress it up on holidays and that sort of thing. But, yeah, well, we have more programming coming up. We'll have programming related to that, too, and other dinosaur things. People love dinosaurs still.
I was going to ask you, because it obviously it's cool just to see, but I imagine it does open up opportunities.
Definitely.
Even beyond just having it displayed.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Nothing in the immediate future. We do have some other things going on in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, stay tuned for that. We'll be doing more programming related to the Triceratops. But this week, we've got a few things going on, including this evening for teens. I think we talked about this last time, but we have an anti-Valentine's party. So we can make black heart-shaped pinatas, black roses, sarcastic magnets, all sorts of fun. We'll have some snacks, trivia, music, and more. So teens are invited. That gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight here in Wausau. Goes till about 7:30 or so. And then tomorrow we have the first of a few computer basics classes. Tomorrow's class, which starts at 1 o'clock, will cover just how to work a mouse and keyboard. Future ones will be kind of navigating the desktop and files and that sort of thing. And then the third in the series is basics on the internet. So if you'd like to just learn more, it really is just a basic computer program or class, give us a call, 261-7230. We do ask that people register ahead of time. So if it's happening tomorrow, if you could give us a call sometime today, if you'd like to join us, that would be great.
Is there any cost in that?
No. All library programs are always free.
Yeah. I always want to bring that up because, I mean, when you hear about that, you say, oh, there must be a cost. But there's not. And again, I think for some folks, it's almost as though, I should know this. I should know this. And it's almost, you know, don't be embarrassed about it.
Yeah,
I mean,
not at all.
Basically, go in there and get some of the basics because so often right now, so much of the information that you need to get has to become through the online sources or even getting jobs or stuff like that.
Sure.
Boy, I mean, and then to have this opportunity through the library for a free class is very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who just are not interested in anything computer, internet related, and that's fine. There are people who have never worked with it before, and you know, they need to see family photos through email or whatever.
Right.
And so we're happy to help with that either through classes like these or just one-on-one help. You know, setting up an email address takes, you know, maybe 5-10 minutes and then you're off and running. Different things like that. Yeah. I mean, we see all levels in terms of digital literacy, you know, and people do, it can be intimidating and people come in and, you know, feel bad that they don't know, but they never should. I mean, we all know different things, you know, so the fact that people are interested in learning more, I think says a lot about them, and it's a great thing, and we're happy to encourage that and help with that.
Absolutely, and I gotta tell you, I hate technology. I have to use it. I hate it, though.
Most of us do have to use it, so.
Yep, exactly right.
Whether it's professionally or personally. Yeah.
Again, we're talking to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. Chad joins us every other Tuesday morning to talk about activities going on at the library. What else is happening?
Yeah, so this week at our Rothschild branch, they don't do this too often. It's a classic movie night. So they will be showing the 1963 movie Charade with Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn. It's a great movie. Also Walter Matthau's in that one. Talk about free. That's a free movie. Come on in. It starts at 4:30. Looking ahead to next week, we have another in our extension gardening series. Janelle Weir's coming over. They're a horticulture educator. And next week's class is about growing citrus indoors. You wouldn't think this being Wisconsin, although this sort of temperatures may be a little more conducive to citrus. But come learn more about how to raise, you know, orange, a lemon, you know.
Indoors.
Indoors.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. It can be done. And Janelle's going to explain how. Yeah.
My curiosity is piqued. How do you do that indoors? I tell you, it's like interesting stuff. And that's, again, one of the aspects. I mean, you come in here every week or every other week, I should say, and talk about, you know, these are things that are it opens the mind. I think that's what the library is really, because I mean, sometimes some of the activities, like, what'd you think of this? And I mean, it's, and that's one of the aspects that's always so very cool.
Yeah, and even you know, we try to not do, or we try to avoid just doing programs for program's sake, you know, just to give something people give people something to do, although that's part of it. But, you know, we always want to try and help you learn something, or in a fun way, a lot of times, learn a new skill, learn some, just talk with other people in your community, learn a crafting skill, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, we do try and kind of mix it up, and some ideas we have done before because they're popular, some things we've never tried and we'll try it just because it sounds fun. And so, yeah, we have a fair amount of freedom to try some different things, and, yeah, it's fun. It really is fun. And it's really nice to see people enjoying it. Like the antique appraisal we had, on February 3rd, people just came in and watched, and some people didn't even bring items in. They just came to, see their own version of Antiques Roadshow there in person. And, so it was a lot of fun. And yeah, it's,
and real quick, we got a couple minutes left. One of the other things I came across as well as I was getting ready for you to come back in, tomorrow is another one of your social hours, isn't it?
Yes.
There?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that is something we do monthly, and it's a chance for people to just come in and talk and sit down. We don't have coffee or pastries or anything like that. Just good conversation. Just a chance for people to get to know each other, talk with other people about whatever, and just it's right in the name. It's a social hour. So that's at 1 o'clock, and again at 6:30. We want to try and catch different crowds. And the last time, last month, the evening program had close to a dozen people. So people are starting to show up, and we've even heard about, people meeting outside the library. They enjoyed their conversation so much, they kept it going after they left. So that's really nice to hear.
We have 45 seconds to go. Is there anything else you want to make sure to mention before we wrap it up?
Let's see. Before I'm in next, a couple other things going on Thursday the 22nd and then Saturday the 24th. We've got a Pete the Cat celebration. Everything Pete the Cat related. It's a very popular kids book. Edgar is doing embroidery on Wednesday the 21st at 5 o'clock. So if you've never embroidered before, try that. Head on out there, but you can always get information at mcpl.us or just give us a call, 715-261-7200.
Chad Daly, always fun to talk to you. See you in 2 weeks.
Thank you very much.
We'll come back with more. Time is almost 9:19. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Chad Daly for coming on in, joining us this morning, talk about the activities at the Marathon County Public Library. Again, it is truly a community asset. As Chad said, whenever they have programs, they're always free. And that is such a wonderful thing, a wonderful outlet for people to either learn more or enjoy a movie or anything along those lines. So, again, check out the library website. Check them out on Facebook. And check out the library itself here in Wausau and the branch libraries throughout Marathon County. Coming up in just a little bit, in about 15 minutes or so, we'll be joined by members of the Dallas String Quartet, who will be playing the Grand Theater on Thursday. Again, it's a special program over at the Grand. Real interesting stuff, and we'll talk about that. They'll be performing a Valentine's-themed musical performance infused with the allure of the popular Netflix series Bridgerton. So Dallas String Quartet, number two Billboard charting American classical crossover ensemble. The past year, they were featured on a Grammy-nominated album, shared the stage with the artists such as Ed Sheeran, Luke Combs, Ashley McBride, performed at the Academy of Country Music Awards. And again, it's really outstanding talent. It should be a great show at the Grand coming up on Thursday. We'll find out more coming up at 9:35. We had Chad Daly the last segment, so did not have a proper opportunity to reintroduce here in the second hour our in-studio producer and engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I know it's a busy time. It's been a whirlwind, and I actually found it very interesting yesterday. And, of course, for you folks out there not familiar, Ian right now is in the midst of final rehearsals for the Drowsy Chaperone Wausau Community Theater. They'll be performing at the Venega Theater at UWSP at Wausau's campus Thursday, Friday, and two shows on Saturday. But talking to your director yesterday, this, for a musical, is a rather quick rehearsal process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, usually when I do a show, it's usually like a 7 to 8 week rehearsal process. This one's a little shorter because, well, as Brendan said, it wasn't originally supposed to be the show we were doing. We were actually going to have the Addams Family as a musical, but then a national tour for the Addams Family started up, and we couldn't get the, and because of that, you can't do a show if it's being done professionally on a tour right now. So we had to, and that was a little bit of a blow, because I had a practice of my audition for that, and I was all set. But then I found out that they were doing the Drowsy Chaperone, and I was very excited for that, because I'd actually done the Drowsy Chaperone in the past. So it was nice to get the opportunity to do it over again and try something a little different. Well, yeah, the rehearsal process has definitely been shorter and a little bit more quick, but it's still been a lot of fun. Absolutely.
Very good. So down to the final two rehearsals tonight.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, the show opens on Thursday, another performance on Friday, and then two big performances on Saturday. So tonight, basically, one, the next to final dress. At this point, you do the show. I mean, there's no... After last night, probably had some tech. You said some minor tech issues, but at this point, you got to basically fly through it, don't you?
Yep. If you do the show, you learn from your mistakes, and you don't change anything. You keep everything as it is to make sure... we don't like throw anybody off. So just keep it moving, keep it the same, and have lots of fun.
Absolutely. So again, folks, get those tickets. You're able to get the tickets early. You're able to go an hour before the show, get the tickets as well. So take advantage of Wausau Community Theater, the Drowsy Chaperone Thursday, Friday, and then two shows on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Also tonight, high school hockey playoffs get underway. I'll be at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. Start of the road to state. The first winter high school playoffs getting underway with ice hockey. Boys regional semifinal, Division I, Sectional I, and battle inner-city rivals. The Wausau West Warriors, number 6 seeded, take on the Wausau East Merrill Co-op, the East Merrill United Blue Jacks, the number 11 seed, third meeting of the season. We will have the game live, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, and the opening face-off at 7 o'clock, right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And, of course, this week, the hockey playoffs get underway. Next week, the girls' basketball playoffs get underway. We found out on Sunday what the girls' basketball seedings were going to be. And then the playoffs begin next week. And then this coming weekend on Sunday morning, we'll find out the seedings for the boys' basketball playoffs. and they will be starting their playoffs the following week after that. So a real exciting times. I always feel like these are some of the most exciting times of the year. Hopefully at least one of our teams makes it to state, knock on wood. We got some state-ranked teams, the Central Wisconsin Storm. The new state rankings in girls hockey came out last night. Storm ranked number 3 in the state. Bay Area went over the Storm after their 1-0 win over the Storm in overtime last Friday. But I said in the last hour, the Storm in a sectional bracket, it's actually tougher now than I thought it was. You got the number 1 team, Superior, the number 3 team, the Storm, and the number 4 ranked team, Hayward. And it looks like the Storm will have their first playoff game against Hayward next Tuesday. The Storm number 2 seed get a first-round bye. Hayward will start off their playoff run on Thursday against Medford. Big favorites in that one. And, of course, last year in the sectional semifinals, Hayward went on the road, defeated the Storm. The Storm remember that, so it should be likely a very interesting playoff next Tuesday for the Central Wisconsin Storm. And, of course, the Marathon boys basketball team, I saw them again last night, win for the 20th time in 21 games this season in the Division IV boys basketball state rankings, Marathon number 1. So hoping for a deep playoff run for them and all the teams that we cover from Marathon, Newman Catholic, and Wausau West as the winter playoffs begin. Coming up, we are going to talk about a great show coming to the Grand Theater on Thursday night. It is a special Valentine's themed show from the Dallas String Quartet. We'll talk to members of that group coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Can you hear us now?
Yes, we can. And we're heading back onto the air here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Chad Holmes with you. And coming up on Thursday, and of course, we talk every other week to the executive director of the Grand Theater as we get a chance to talk to Sean Wright about all the great performances that come here to Central Wisconsin and to the Grand. In fact, we'll have Sean on again tomorrow to talk about upcoming shows, including one that's coming on Thursday. Thursday evening, the Dallas String Quartet, internationally recognized, coming here to Wausau to present a Valentine's-themed musical performance infused with the allure of the popular Netflix series Bridgerton at the Grand. Real exciting stuff for this Valentine's season. I'm very happy to talk about it with a couple of members of the Dallas String Quartet. And first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, could you introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Sure. I am Melissa, and I'm one of the violinists in DSQ.
And my name is Jan. I am the principal and founder of the group.
Fantastic. And I guess that's a good place to start. How long has Dallas String Quartet been around? How did it come into being and built a really successful following?
Officially, we started in 2007, but kind of starting touring a little bit later, 2012, maybe 2013. And we were playing, we were in school doing, doing music performance. And I started with a classical string quartet. And the more we played, we wanted to include some more modern stuff, stuff that we wanted to relate with. And eventually became the crossover where we do a little bit of both and close to the more what we do today.
Has it been, was it a slow burn? Was it something where there was a moment you thought, hey, we've made it? The process, because boy, I mean, there is a lot of competition out there for shows that go around the country traveling, especially musical acts. Has the process been smooth? Has it been something that, where there was a moment you thought, hey, we've kind of made it?
I'm not sure if we ever had that particular, but
I don't think we'll ever feel that. I think we're always trying to grow.
Yeah.
Get to the next level.
But I guess early on, the one of the signs that was we when we recorded our first album, we just didn't expect that it would do so well. And so, like, first and second album that streaming, you know, significantly, like maybe a million times or something crazy like that a month. And so we went, when we saw that, that's kind of was something encouraging. And that's when we're like, okay, maybe there's an audience out there that want to see this. So it's been a journey, you know, it's like the stock market, a little up, a little down.
Let's talk about the group itself. How many musicians will we see here on a Thursday night at the Grand Theater? Talk a little bit about the group.
There'll be seven of us on Thursday. We've got kind of the standard quartet up front, except instead of cello, we use bass. And then we also play with a drummer, guitars, and keys.
In terms of the music, and I was looking at some of the information about your group, it is very eclectic. You got a lot of different angles that you can go after in terms of the music. How would you describe it, I guess, generally? Because it looks like you've worked with in a lot of different venues, with a lot of different musicians as part of concerts. How would you describe the music of the Dallas String Quartet?
Bach meets Bon Jovi. That's how we describe it, because it's truly, it's a journey. It's a musical journey. Like, for example, this specific concert will focus in the first half on music from the Bridgerton show, which has a little bit of that crossover. Yeah, but you have it in a classical style, and we'll use acoustic instruments, more traditional costumes that reflect that era. And then on the second half, we switched to all electric violins and all rock repertoire, going from Bon Jovi, Led Zeppelin to Van Halen, and all those classics. So it is a little bit eclectic, but it's a great show, and there's a lot to it.
It's a little bit for everyone, we like to say.
Fantastic. And I saw this note as part of the information about your group, that Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton actually sought out the Dallas String Quartet as the entertainment for the wedding. Could you tell that story?
Well, so Blake Shelton has a ranch in Oklahoma, and they did a family ceremony and small wedding.
The small chapel he built her.
Yes. So I guess we're the closest thing to Oklahoma. I don't know.
I think it's got to be more than that.
Yeah, hopefully. But yeah, it was a great experience. We're obviously very honored to perform for their wedding and be included. But, you know, we're, I don't know what the reason is, but we're grateful for it.
And I apologize the young lady. What was your first name again, please?
Melissa.
Melissa. Could you talk about your musical journey? Because obviously to get to this point, obviously very impressive. Could you talk about, you know, when did you get into music? When did you decide to get into the kind of music that you put your arms around? Maybe just a little touch of your musical journey.
Of course. I grew up, actually, I'm the only one in the group from the Midwest. I grew up 40 minutes outside of Chicago, and I started playing violin when I was 4 at the Betty Haig Academy of Music. And I was in like a touring performing group my whole life, and I absolutely loved being on stage. Once I got to high school, you know, I started listening. I was always classically trained, but then I started listening to the popular music that all my friends listened to, and I would just try and figure it out and play it. And eventually I just started and decided, well, I was going to play pop and rock music and I wanted to be a rock star. And when I was in college, I went to Dallas and went to college, and I met Jan. And I started, you know, playing with them, and then I never went back.
How long have you been with the quartet?
Let's see, like, I think 10 years now.
Do you have a favorite, maybe, memory? Because obviously the Dallas String Quartet has had a lot of really interesting performances, been able to work in a lot of different venues. Is there a favorite that you may recall?
A favorite. Where's this one time we were playing? This was like right when I had joined, and we were playing a really, really cool wedding. And there was a surprise that came on after us, and it was Bon Jovi. So we basically got to open for Bon Jovi, and it was a very fun memory of mine because then I got to watch him perform, and it was iconic.
Again, the Dallas String Quartet coming to the Grand Theater in Wausau for a special Valentine's-themed show coming up on Thursday evening. How many shows a year do you do? How much traveling do you do?
It's hard to tell because we try to block it out. So we don't think of how much travel we have ahead of us. But I would say it averages somewhere between 25 to 30 shows a year.
Because I saw that you are going to be in La Crosse as well coming up tomorrow evening and then coming here to Wausau. So a couple of Wisconsin stops over the next couple of days. And again, it sounds as though you have different kind of shows because this is a Valentine's themed show. During different times of the year, you have different shows, and I imagine that keeps everything really fresh as well.
Yes, we since we've been doing it for a while, you know, we have certain things that are new that we want to try out, but there's also certain shows that people like and they're established. So we have right now we have a rock show, we have a Bridgerton show, and a Christmas special.
And again, for Thursday night show, I think you kind of touched on it. Maybe for folks who are considering heading on over to the Grand on Thursday night, you said connecting with the Bridgerton. Any examples of what music they'll be hearing on Thursday?
Sure. In the first half, some iconic things you can hear from the show would be Taylor Swift's Wildest Dreams. Who doesn't love Taylor Swift right now? You can hear a couple of her songs. We've got some classics in there, some Olivia Rodrigo, some Billie Eilish, and all Grammy winning, you know, vocalists. And then in the second half, we've got some Kashmir by Led Zeppelin or Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses, Jump, things like that. And anything else you want to add?
Yes. I was remembering an article I read this morning that it said that the Super Bowl this year was the most watched event after the moon landing. So, and they were trying to assess how much it was due to Taylor Swift. Yeah, I was thinking, you know, so that is, that's hard to argue with right now. But yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff. There's also some older stuff like Cinema Paradiso. Yes. So the theme from that and
Journeys in there.
So it's meant for people to be able to recognize the music and have fun and just kind of
sing with us
and just be relaxed and enjoy it and go out, forget about your day and just enjoy a fun night with your loved one.
Fantastic. I really hope you have safe travels to La Crosse and then from La Crosse here to Wausau on Thursday night. It looks like it's going to be a fantastic show. It's such a wonderful venue as well at the Grand Theater. Perfect for the Valentine's season. Thank you again both for joining us, and hopefully it's a wonderful show on Thursday.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Again, just all the details here. Again, Thursday evening, Grand Theater in Wausau, the Dallas String Quartet, very special Valentine's themed show at the Grand, a Bridgerton inspired evening of romance. And again, tickets are available. Show is at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday evening. You can get more information on the Dallas String Quartet as well beforehand. Just visit their website at dallasstringquartet.com. But again, we'll talk more about this show tomorrow when we're joined by the executive director of the Grand Theater, Sean Wright, as he previews upcoming shows here at the Grand. But you can go online to the Grand Theater. You can visit the Grand Theater box office as well and be able to get the tickets for Thursday evening. So again, if you need more information, we'll definitely talk more about this tomorrow morning when Sean Wright joins us. But check out DallasStringQuartet.com. Check out Grand Theater's website. And again, as Sean always says, they love it when you pay a visit, you come on over, and you stop on by. You can buy those tickets as well. The time is 9:47. Again, overcast skies. Temperature stands at 27 degrees. That light snowfall has come to a stop. We will update you on the weather forecast coming up. And we will also have our daily history lesson. And Ian Welsh, you're 0 for 1 this week.
Hopefully I can get it this time.
Yeah, but we have our number for the day. We will give Ian the quiz as we do in our final segment each and every weekday morning. We'll talk about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. We'll look at some of those celebrity birthdays, and we'll have that quiz for Ian, our daily history lesson, coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. It is Tuesday morning. Glad you could join us. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is the 13th day of February, February the 13th of 2024. That means it is day number 44 of 2024. And that means there is 322 days remaining in this year. It's going to be a long one, I tell you, a long one indeed. But February the 13th, and there are some famous events that occurred on this date in history. Back in 1635, the first public school in the United States, Boston Latin School, was founded. On this date in 1866, Jesse James and his gang committed the first armed bank robbery in the United States history during peacetime in Liberty, Missouri. 24 years ago today, in the year 2000, the last original Peanuts comic strip appeared, one day after Charles M. Schulz died. On this date in 2004, the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics announced the discovery of the universe's largest known diamond, white dwarf star BPM-37093. Astronomers named this star Lucy after the Beatles song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. They could have named it after Lucy Van Pelt from the Peanuts gang on the fourth anniversary of their final comic strip, but they let that one slip by. On this date in 2017, Harrison Ford was involved in a near miss while flying a plane at John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California. And on this date in 2019, NASA confirmed Mars Opportunity Rover's mission had ended after 15 years due to a sandstorm damaging its communications. Some famous people that are celebrating their birthday today. Actor Stockard Channing was in the original Grease back with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Cool.
Stockard Channing turning 80 years old today. Former Duke University basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski has the most wins in men's college basketball history. He turned 77 years old today. Also, actor Mina Suvari from American Beauty turns 45. And celebrity offspring Prince Jackson, the son of Michael Jackson, Prince Jackson, 27 years old today.
That's a cool name.
If you are celebrating a birthday out there, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being celebrated today. It is World Radio Day, so anybody that listens to the radio or works on the radio, enjoys the radio, it is World Radio Day.
Awesome.
It is Dream Your Sweet Day.
Aww.
It is Extraterrestrial Culture Day. It is, this was an interesting one, International Day of Self-Love. It is Pancake Day. Mardi Gras. Have you ever been down to New Orleans at all?
No, I have not.
I went to New Orleans one time, many years ago, 1997. Huh. Me and some friends took a road trip. We went down through Missouri, went to the Harry Truman Library, went down to Texas, went to the Dallas School Book Depository where Kennedy was shot, went to Dealey Plaza, went to Houston Astroworld, and then went to New Orleans. And it is...
He did a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it was crazy. And we went through Minnesota, saw the biggest Paul Bunyan in the world, drove around everywhere, and New Orleans was pretty crazy, I'll tell you that much. So.
Oh, yes.
It is Break Up With Your Phone Carrier Day. It is Employee Legal Awareness Day. It is Get a Different Day... I should say, Get a Different Name Day.
No, I guess you I'm got, sticking with my name. You
got,
I like my name.
But you got a different name because you'll be a different name when you're on stage tonight.
So yeah, sure. I get different names all the time.
There you go.
Characters.
It is Kiss Day, of course, the day before Valentine's Day. I'm not sure why it's not Valentine's Day itself.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a chocolate kiss. I'm not sure. It is Cheddar Day. It is Crab Rangoon Day.
Ooh.
It is Italian Food Day. Safer Internet Day and Tortellini Day.
Ooh.
So, all right, it is time.
Okay.
It is time for our number for the day.
I'm ready.
It is the calories burned in an hour of typing. Calories burned in an hour of typing. We'll give you a multiple choice. 90 calories, 110 calories, 130 calories. So A, 90 calories. B, 110 calories. C, 130 calories. How many calories are burned in an hour of typing?
Well, I got to think, but if I overthink this, I'll get it wrong. So I'm going to trust. I'm going to go with my gut, and I'm going to say A. I'm going to say 90 calories.
The correct answer is... 110 calories.
Really?
So you burn 110 calories in an hour of typing, and you are now 0-2 this week.
Man.
Then again, it's a 1-3 guess.
Yeah.
So I guess tomorrow you're due to get it right.
I certainly hope so.
Thanks to our guest this morning. Thanks to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library, and also thanks to our members of the Dallas String Quartet, who will be playing the Grand Theater coming up on Thursday. Tomorrow at 8:35 a.m., Matt Toombs, member of the U.S. wheelchair curling team, who will be competing in the World Championships in South Korea next month. He is from Wausau. And then at 9:10 tomorrow, Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater and Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. Ian, have a great rehearsal tonight and have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Mardi Gras.
Stick around. Coming up next, Matt and Air on Air here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.